USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
From the Vatican to the White House, messages of hope this Easter Sunday.
As we celebrate this most holy day, we know many are still going without familiar comforts of the season. The virus is not gone, and so many of us still feel the longing and loneliness of distance.
This Easter, from our family to yours, we wish you health, hope, joy, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding.
Happy Easter, everyone. May the Lord bless you and keep you.
The Biden administration is finalizing a review of North Korean policy and said last week that the United States remains open to diplomacy with North Korea despite its ballistic missile tests, but warned there would be responses if they escalate matters. The U.S., South Korea, and Japan have agreed in high-level security talks to work together to keep up pressure on North Korea. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
At least one member of Congress says Capitol Police must have the resources they need following Friday's deadly attack. Here's Dan Araki in the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau.
Tributes and condolences continue to flood in for fallen Capitol Police officer William Evans. Flags at the White House have been ordered to half-staff until Tuesday evening for the father of two, who was an 18-year veteran of the Capitol Police Force. Representative Dina Titus says that in the wake of the attack, Congress has to look at what resources the Capitol Police need. But the Nevada Democrat tells Fox News that lawmakers can't turn this into a political battle.
These people are so brave, and they have so much to do with so little. They protect the members, they protect the building, they protect the staff and the press, and they have to protect themselves. We've got to take a hard look at what kind of resources we need, what kind of training we need. The worst thing that can happen is for this to become a political or partisan issue as opposed to a public safety concern.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten. And guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Several Republican senators have joined calls to end Major League Baseball's antitrust exemption after it pulled the 2021 All-Star Game out of Atlanta in protest of Georgia's recent voter integrity bill. Democrats have said the new laws will make it harder for African-American voters to cast their ballots. Republicans accuse MLB of bowing to pressure from Democrats and celebrities. The measure, which was passed last month and signed into law, implements identification requirements for mail-in ballots and places restrictions on the number of drop boxes across the state. Animal lovers are mourning the death of a famous giraffe. USA Radio's Wendy King reports from the Pacific Northwest Bureau.
April the Giraffe, a YouTube sensation whose live stream births attracted millions of viewers, has died at the age of 20. The veterinary team at Animal Adventure Park said in a Facebook post she had arthritis and she could hardly walk. The facility in Harpersville, New York, said at 20 years old, April was an old lady. She became famous when she birthed her fourth calf, Tajiri, on April 15, 2017, and 1.2 million people watched. April's fame brought awareness to the conservation of giraffes, whose populations are declining. Her daughter, Tajiri, is now 3 years old, and she remains at the Animal Adventure Park to carry on April's legacy.
The NCAA Women's Basketball Championship game between Stanford and Arizona tipping off in about 2 hours. And tomorrow on the men's side, it's Gonzaga and Baylor. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.